So yesterday I got a very upsetting text. I didn't feel like it was proper to put something out on social media at that time because I knew it would get caught in the wash, especially how the game went yesterday. I felt it was appropriate now. It's a shame. He wouldn't want it to be like this. He wouldn't want it to be sad, but we lost Dan Coughlin Sunday morning, and he's a man who, he wouldn't want us to be sad. I know he wouldn't want us to be sad. He was always very self-deprecating and very honest about his mortality as he reached an advanced age. I met Dan for the first time when he was turning 80 years old. And I got to know him over the last 6 years. I saw how he was when his wife Maddie passed away. I met his family. He's got great kids. He's got great grandchildren. His grandson Danny, who has been his helper up until this point this year, was fantastic. Just a fine young man. He's just left a fine family. And it was tough to read that yesterday. And it's tough for a lot of reasons because Lima was a intern for Danny Coughlin. What years were those?
2003, yeah.
So Lima was an intern for Danny Coughlin. I think he retired in 08, if I'm not mistaken. You were an intern for him. I got to know him little by little over the last 6 years. He is one of the greatest storytellers we've ever had in this area. And Lima likes the history of the city. I love the history of the city. We have lost one of the people that tell you stories that you're just never going to get anymore. You're never going to get we don't have the access in media anymore.
People don't want to get canceled for telling stories.
No, they don't.
And with his colorful language as they do.
I'm sure there's going to be people say, well, that's on you guys, whatever, this and the other. It's not even about that. Maybe it's blamed right on us. Okay, fine. That's different. We don't have the access. We don't do the travel. It's not what it used to be. There have been people who've broken the trust, I think, between player and journalist, and Danny was never one of those guys. And what we got out of it was a wealth of stories of Cleveland of yesteryear that we'll never be able to recreate because of the times and how they've changed. And I am serious about this. I thank God that he has so many stories that are recorded, whether in print, audio, TV, YouTube, whatever it is, because Danny's one of the people that's told the story of the history of the city better than anybody else I've heard. We got the pleasure of having Danny join us in studio earlier this summer to celebrate the 50th anniversary of 10 Cent Beer Night. And we asked Danny to tell us one of those stories. It started with Billy Martin.
Do you believe that Billy Martin may have sent his team out there with bats knowing that this was going to cause a forfeit?
Well, believe it or not, Carl Fazio, the Indians' promotion director, believes that. And that was the first time I'd heard that theory.
Do you believe it? I mean, no, he was a surly guy, Billy Martin was.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Hell, it would be tough to say I'm going to create a forfeit situation. That's stretching it.
Dan Coughlin joining us here on the show, Fox 8 News.
That's worse than saying they stole the election from me.
Well, no. Put the safety back on.
Coming
for a second, Danny, please. Danny Coughlin from Fox 8, the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Now, you went down and started talking to the kids down there. Is that not true?
Okay, long after the game.
Yeah, tell us about this.
They cleared everybody out. There were still about 10 teenage-type kids standing on top of the Rangers' dugout, chanting for them to come out and fight. But anyway, with my reporter's notebook, it says on the cover, reporter's notebook, showing that clearly, hopped up on top of the Rangers' dugout and asked them what they were trying to prove, because I said, the Rangers are gone. And a kid, without saying a word, reached from behind another kid and punched me right in the jaw.
Did you see the kid? Who hit you?
No, I don't know. But I didn't even feel it. The kid had nothing behind his punch.
He'd been drinking all day.
Yeah. Bad footwork.
That's Danny Coughlin with us back in June. No, Lima, you were his intern in 2003. What was he like for
you?
Yeah,
I'll never forget, because lowly interns, to have somebody at that point, who was as big in the city as he was on the very first day, say, hey, Tony, we're going to be over there by the marina. Come on out. You can come. I go, really? Like, I had to make phone calls to make sure I was even allowed. That was how cool he was to really welcome you into the family. I think I had to bring him his pants, quite literally, to Burke Lakefront for the race. At one point, I'm like, that's what interns do? Yep. Yes, that's what interns do. And had a great story about it. And there are certain guys, we just get out of the way. Just let them tell their stories. You don't have to butt in. It's not about you. And like Michael Stanley was one of them when he was here. Always was sure to like absorb every single thing that came out of Michael's mouth. That was the other one. He came in. What was the date?
That was June 3rd of this year.
When he came in June. And he, again, advanced age, but wasn't slowing down in energy, wasn't slowing down in laughter. We all just sat there and laughed. And it was legitimate laughter over stories I've heard him tell 10 times.
Because he had a different spin to it every time.
You might get a different story every single time.
And he just told stories about people you never thought you would hear about him, and the people were fine to have him tell those stories. And, he again, just the talent that he had to bring stories to life. I'd have him laugh as I walked by, because I go, Dan Coughlin, News Center, 8 in Berea, because that was always a sign-off when he was doing Brown stories. I know that his family, they're wonderful people. Nick Kovach, who was his producer for a very long time, I was texting with him yesterday. It's a blessing that we had Danny and his wits about him those 86 years, and right up until the very end.
An awesome Sunday morning. And you know what? I know everybody made the joke on social media yesterday, Dan wasn't going to sit and watch this anymore. Reality is, he got his Eds win on over the weekend, and I think that was good for Danny. So what a legendary career. Yeah. Legendary.
If you want to do yourself a service, go find one of his books. Go find anything on YouTube of him telling stories. You are going to get a true education of this city. So we will miss Danny very, very much.